From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is the coast goldenrod. In a few places along the dunes, there are small areas of coastal dune prairie, places where the historic wildflowers, grasses, and sedges that were once very common here still thrive. In those prairies, coast goldenrod also thrive. Coast goldenrod is an evergreen perennial, which is to say it lives from year to year and has green leaves most of that time. In very cold winters, it may disappear from the prairie, but that's rather unusual. It grows in dense, dark green, low clumps, less than a foot tall, spreading out over many years into patches several feet wide. Coast goldenrod flowers in mid to late summer and is around 15 to 20 inches tall when it flowers. It is a nectar source for many species of insect. Purplish copper and echo azure butterflies are often seen feeding on its dense spikes of bright yellow flowers. These butterflies go through several life cycles each year from egg to adult, and later flowering plants are very important to them. Goldenrods as a group are very good for pollinators because they provide nectar for many species of insects. If you are inclined to try creating a bit of coastal prairie in your own yard, this is a good species to add to the mix, along with red fescue and beach strawberry, because it's very drought tolerant once established and can survive one or two annual mowings. Note, you should wait for the flowers to finish before mowing them down. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.